Hi there, I'm Guru Catherine, and today I want to talk about Twitter's bot problem. What's going on there? Why is it so bad? What could be done about it? And I want to start by pointing out the fact that it's not just Twitter, is it? Twitter, or X, as they're called now, is probably the most openly transparent about their challenges with it. Everybody's got this problem. Every centralized platform out there has a major problem with bots creating fake accounts, whether it's dozens of fake accounts, hundreds of fake accounts, thousands, sometimes millions of fake accounts, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, probably YouTube, pick one, it doesn't matter. And so let's start with how it came to this. So back in the day, I want to go back 20 years. Yes, 20 years, youngins. Let's go back two decades to the rise of the original bot problem. When bots were first able to begin making fake accounts. Yes, it's been 20 years. And at that time, they had a problem, they had a challenge, they were like, okay, we got to fix this. And prior to that, 30 years ago, the internet was so young, it wasn't a problem, right? If somebody was signing into a website, nobody was really questioning if they were human or not. It wasn't even a question that crossed anybody's minds. And today, we end up having to ask the question, are you a human? Not just, are you the human you say you are you a human at all? And so 20 years ago, the first CAPTCHAs came out. CAPTCHA, reCAPTCHA, I know, everybody's favorite thing, where you have to click on the images and you have to ask yourself, okay, which images have bicycles and which images have crosswalks in them? Or one of the original ones where you had this distorted set of letters and numbers and you had to type in the sequence of letters and numbers that you could barely read in this bizarre little wavy box. Remember that one? So we were almost glad to get the pick out all the crosswalks in the images CAPTCHA. So over the years, every time CAPTCHA would come out with a new method for determining if this user is human, that would work for a minute. And then bots would be programmed to get pretty good at it. And then they would come out with a new version of it. And there are half a dozen different CAPTCHAs at this point that for the most part of the last 20 years have done a pretty good job of keeping bots out. But you'll notice that recently, not doing such a good job. And I don't know if you've ever tried to sign up for a Twitter account recently. I did. Having been off of Twitter for a very long time, I ended up getting back on, making a brand new account, starting from zero. And oh my God, what they put you through to try to prove that you are human. And it just shouldn't be this hard, should it? But here's why it's gotten so hard. And there was a study done on this that came out just this last July of 2023. And I will make sure I put a link to that study down below or in the notes here with this video. And you got to check it out. There's a specific table in there, and I'll note that down below as well, that shows you how bots have now become better than humans at every type of CAPTCHA out there. And CAPTCHA was like the de facto thing. That was the way that every website in the world kept their bots out. Like, it was it. They had the monopoly. If there was others, you never saw them, you never heard about them. And so CAPTCHA was it. And now it doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. Not any of their methods, none of them work. Bots are better than humans at every single CAPTCHA method currently in existence. We're out of options. So bots are overrunning Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, probably Amazon, not just social media platforms, any centralized platform, all of your e-commerce platforms, even Zappos, probably, Wayfair, pick one. They can just run rampant. They can create as many accounts as they want very quickly. So you can end up with millions of fake accounts. And then you can do whatever you want from there. You can scam people, pig butchering scams. You can just create followings and then scam them. You can do all kinds of nefarious things. Or you can use your bots for better attempts at attacking other people's accounts on centralized websites. And this is where the rise of AI gets really scary. With the advent of AI, and boy, it seems like it just exponentiated. It didn't just come out of nowhere. It's been in the works for a very long time. This started with neural networks decades ago and non-monotonic rule systems and things like that decades ago. And slowly came along. And for a long time, AI was always 10 years off. Oh, in 10 years, we're going to have this. In 10 years, we're going to have this. Well, the day finally came. And it's out there. And it's not quite as smart as you think it is, but it's pretty damn smart. And it's smart enough to be able to create bots itself. Uh-oh. So now it's possible to not just have pre-programmed bots that go and make millions of accounts on your favorite centralized website. But now you have an AI entity, several dozens actually, possibly hundreds at this point, that could make their own bots, that can adapt their bots, who can use this to scrape all the data off of your profile and guess your password. So the security of your account, when you combine AI with traditional non-AI bots, is now, holy crap, that's terrifying. So this is why we have the problem that we have today with Twitter on bots, with X, with LinkedIn, with Facebook. Everybody's so focused on the problem at X that they don't even recognize there's the same problem at the same scale at every single one of your favorite websites. So that's how we got to where we are today. So where's it going? We have one hope, and that is a field called counter AI and counter quantum, which are closely related. But and this is the idea that, and I love this, for every industry that pops up, and certainly, without a doubt, AI will be, is and will become a major industry. You know, people will start to offer, universities will start to offer degrees in AI if they haven't already, you know, get on board. People will get very, very good at programming AI and creating AI entities that can create other AI entities and create bots and things like that. So what you get then is counter AI, which is an industry which goes goes against it, which is an industry that creates solutions to make sure that those artificial intelligence entities and those bots that are being created cannot do anything nefarious like create fake accounts or get into your account and other functions, whatever you want to stop them from doing that's nefarious. Because AI is just a tool. Bots are just tools. It's just software. It's not inherently good or inherently evil or inherently truthful or inherently false, except in some cases. But it's how you use it. So it can be used for immense good or it can be used for immense evil. It's just like money. It's just a tool. So counter AI is a very interesting field that is popping up. And counter AI is a phrase that I'm personally using to describe the kinds of things that are in a patent that we put out recently for a potential method for counter AI and counter quantum to protect the creation of and access to accounts. And I'll put a link down below for that as well. But I believe that over the next 10 years, so we've seen this rapid rise in the industry of AI that you also then see a rapid rise in the industry of counter AI and in those methods. So CAPTCHA, for the last 20 years and all the methods they've put out, you could call that counter AI or counter bot. And so I think you're going to see massive extensions of that because CAPTCHA isn't doing it anymore. We need radically different methods. And there are some ideas out there. So I don't think the bot problem at X or LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Amazon, and everywhere else, I don't think that that bot problem will go on for too much longer. I expect to see that solved pretty handily in the next 2 to 3 years, depending. So let me know what you think. You can message me at my site directly. Find me on all your favorite platforms. Let me know what you think, what you're working on. If you're working in the field of counter AI, I want to know about it. Check out what we are doing over at Spartacle Concepts. And I think that'll do it for now. Let me know what you think and where you hope to see this go. Catch you later.